Welcome to Biblical Stock Market Updates. I'm your host, Dexter Lyons. I'm the Senior Portfolio Manager of the LionX Mutual Fund. With each episode, I'll provide biblical insight on the stock market. I've been helping Christians actively manage investment risk since 1990. I practice what I preach, and I eat my own cooking, as 99% of my assets are invested in LionX. Join me today as we discuss timely and biblical market insights. The Issachar Fund, LionX, a BRI ESG fund, is about 25% invested in 14 growth stocks as of Sunday, July 19th. The market fell hard last Monday, so I did some buying in stocks that I felt offered lower risk entries, and by Friday, I was pleased with the results. Even though LionX was 100% in cash when the market dropped last Monday, I was still bullishly optimistic. I just thought that the market was due for some corrective action, so I harvested some profits ahead of a potential steep sell-off, which did occur on Monday. It feels like the market takes the stairs up and the elevator down at times. I like playing my cards close to my vest, and I'm more interested in keeping or harvesting gains versus missing out on opportunities. We are now heavy into earnings season. It feels like a chop zone, where stocks blast higher on favorable guidance, and stocks with not so favorable earnings guidance gets chopped up and dies. That is why I typically sell a stock before its earnings are released, simply because of the potential stock price gap downs after an earnings disappointment. If a stock gaps up in price after an earnings release on above average volume, I add it to my watch list and do further due diligence to see if it's a good fit for LionX. I'm looking for stocks that continue to grow their earnings and sales in this government-mandated economic lockdown. The cloud and software work-from-home theme stocks have taken a breather ahead of earnings, but I feel the true market leader, work-from-home stocks, will come back alive shortly because the economy is still stuck in the mud. However, I'm extremely optimistic that the economy will be firing on all cylinders right before the November election, and Trump will be reelected along with the Republican majorities in the House and the Senate. By the grace of God, I believe he will keep his hand of blessings on America, and we will continue to be the most prosperous and generous nation in the world. If I'm wrong, I'll do my best to avoid life-changing losses for all LionX shareholders. There is no guarantee that any investment will achieve its objective, generate positive returns, or avoid losses. Good news. Due to increased demand, LionX is now available for purchase at Charles Schwab on their one-source, no-transaction-fee platform. To all the new and old shareholders, thank you for trusting me to manage your hard-earned assets, and I promise to treat your investment like my very own. LionX is also available at Fidelity, TDA, TCA, Scottrade, InvestNet, Interactive Brokers, Pershing, and very soon, Matrix. More good news. The Fed started expanding its balance sheet once again last week by $38 billion. The Fed was reducing its balance sheet in the prior 4 weeks by about $248 billion, so this upturn is a welcome surprise. I believe the market has been treading water or stuck in a trading range since June 8th, but now the pump may be primed enough for the market to break out and head higher. I believe growth will continue to outperform value until the lockdowns are removed. I believe the truth will eventually expose the lies of fear, and we will soon get back to some sense of normal, because the truth always trumps evil. Even more good news. I plan to host a Chat with Dex live Q&A webinar on Tuesday, July 28th at 3:15 Central Time. That's 15 minutes after the market close. Please email me, Dexter@IssacharFund.com. That's D-E-X-T-E-R at I-S-S-A-C-H-A-R-Fund, F-U-N-D.com. If you want me to send you an invite of the details, I am super excited to do this and hope you can join us. Bottom line, I believe we will break out of this trading range and head higher into November. The Fed appears to have our back. If things go as planned, I plan to increase exposure this week. If I'm wrong, I will do my best to minimize the drawdown risk by going back to cash if needed. Don't forget to sign up for the Chat with Dex webinar by sending me your email. Grace and peace to everyone. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit, so please do not let anyone steal the peace that Jesus died to give you. Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you more abundantly. For more biblical insights on the stock market and how you can take active steps to manage risk in your investment portfolio with the LionX Mutual Fund, please visit www.issacharfund.com. That's ISSACHARFUND.com. Or call 866-787-8355. Be sure and subscribe to the Biblical Stock Market Updates podcast so you don't miss out on our next Biblical Insights on the Stock Market. Hope you have a blessed day. Goodbye. Now for some important compliance disclosures. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the IssacharFund. This and other important information about the fund are contained in the prospectus, which can be obtained by calling 1-866-787-8355 or www.linex.net. The prospectus should be read carefully before investing. The IssacharFund is distributed by Northern Lights Distributors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Horizon Capital Management is not affiliated with Northern Lights Distributors, LLC. Important risk information. Mutual funds involves risks, including the possible loss of principal. An investment in the fund may not be appropriate for all investors. The fund may hold cash positions when the advisor feels that the market is not producing returns greater than the short-term cash investments in which the fund may invest. There is a risk that the sections of the market in which the fund invests will begin to rise or fall rapidly, and the fund will not be able to sell stocks quickly enough to avoid losses or reinvest its cash positions in areas of the advancing market quickly enough to capture the initial returns of changing market conditions. The advisor's judgment about the attractiveness, value, and potential appreciation of particular asset classes and securities in which the fund invests may prove to be incorrect and may not produce the desired results. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. If you know someone who would like to receive this via email, please hit subscribe at linex.net. Thank you and God bless.